Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've now knocked out of the park the first hour of this June 23rd, 2009 Tuesday edition. We now have 3 hours spanning out before us, simulcasting the syndicated radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you for your support being PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let me tell you about who's coming up in 30 minutes. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, talking about all the anti-Second Amendment bills introduced that are the greatest draconian victim disarmament ever seen. Mark Faber joining us, top market analyst, saying we're going into hyperinflation. Joining us from Thailand, coming up in 1 hour. And then I'm going to get Wayne Madsen to pop in to get his take, because he's got a lot of State Department contacts, and we've got him calling some of them. Not that I don't believe Bob Chapman and Harry Schultz, who have both been proven to have really good contacts and need to be listened to. I'm just getting further vetting on this, because this is a big story, as Bob is out there ferreting out more as well. Of course, Bob worked in the Foreign Service and in intelligence against the Russians and worked all over the world, South Africa, Germany. So he can speak to this. I have contacts outside Madsen and others ferreting out if this is happening at their embassies. It's confirmed this is going on. Some embassies are saying get ready for bank shutdowns, bank holiday. They've got that dollars may not be taken globally or maybe devalued, that they've got to hoard other currencies. We already see other countries moving away from the dollar very quickly. Now, this is coming up perfect timing to pass the banker takeover bill, which gives the Federal Reserve dictatorial powers, just like the March 5th, 1933 banker-engineered Bank Holiday Emergency Banking Act, which gave them dictatorial powers. And so they've announced that, in fact, get Judge Napolitano video ready, because people won't believe me when I say it. We broke it. We told people over a week ago. Ron Paul, Bob Chapman ferreted it out, looked at the bill, said, yes, this is a banking dictatorship. And now they're going, yes, we'll be your dictators. No judge, no jury, no Bill of Rights, only the bankers. So I wanted to go over the international forecaster breaking this down. Harry Schultz, which Ron Paul calls one of the best researched trends and investment letters out there, also is saying what Bob Chapman's saying, that embassy connections around the world are saying they're getting ready for a bank run in September. Now, that doesn't mean this is going to happen. It means they are preparing to do it. Bob Chapman, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. And yes, they are in preparation, but they may not do it. But this is good intelligence. We talk to people who are in a position to know that these amounts of money will be received, being received by embassies, and some of the embassies are receiving it, dollars, to trade for local currencies. And they obviously expect some problems. And in the State Department, they are quite concerned, but they don't know really exactly what's going on, which is interesting, compartmentalization, if you may. And it could happen in 5 months from now. It could not happen at all, or it might take 3 or 4 months. But there's something, and you know, we get these reports about the federalization of the police forces. In my last issue, I had a letter from a subscriber who said a friend of his was applying for a job as a policeman and was sitting in an office, and in the office next door were a couple of people from FEMA and the police chief, and they were discussing federalization.
Well, I mean,
it leads into the same thing.
Yeah, Bob, stay there. It's on record that the Arizona State Police are merging with the feds. I mean, they're just publicly, totally criminal. I also want to talk to you about the bill that's passed the Senate committee, where the feds will have jurisdiction now over all the states with the water and all surrounding lands. I mean, it's all happening right now. History is happening right now.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, an official FEMA videographer who saw the towers 1 and 2 and 7, the rubble, how it had been destroyed with cutting charges, he is in exile in Argentina. And he's about to release that footage, that video that they're hounding him for. Also, it's now come out that all four of the flights, two separate airlines, for months, starting on the same date, and that's coming up later, they'd all been in mothballs. And then they all launched that day, specially. During, of course, the drills with the CIA practicing flying hijack jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time as the real attacks. So NORAD would stand down thinking it was part of a drill. What boldness out of these people. And so it's clear, I want to ask Bob Chapman about this. They're on record wanting the new banking dictatorship. I'm going to play a two-minute clip of Napolitano. I played part of this yesterday. I want to play it all now because it's not just Alex Jones. It's Judge Napolitano on his Internet Fox show. They won't let him talk about this on Fox News. At least I've never seen him do it. I think Napolitano is a good guy. Those people that know him behind the scenes, I've talked to him a bit behind the scenes, and I think he's a good guy. People like Beck, on the other hand, who he lets him fill in for, is an actor and gets off on, you know, fake crying and manipulating people. And we're going to show some of that coming up. But going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, for those that just joined us, some stations just joined us, break down the international forecaster. We have it in our story at InfoWars.com. Bankster holiday planned for September. What this means, why the embassies are being told to dump their dollars, buy a bunch of other currencies. What the sources that you've got are saying, and what the sources that Harry Schultz, with his renowned newsletter that MSNBC has given the award of a newsletter of the year. So, I mean, this is coming out from some pretty credible sources.
Well, very simply, my sources are people who are working in embassies. And so I'm getting mine firsthand. And I do know some people in the State Department. They're almost as old as I am. And I haven't been able to contact them on this issue. But what I do know is that they, when I last talked to them, didn't know any more about this than I did. Nor actually had they heard of it. But anyway, Harry Schultz picked it up. And what he did in putting a piece in his letter, which I reprinted in Mayan this past issue, was reiterate some of the things that I had said. And he said it was his suspicion that the elite plan was for another FDR-type bank holiday of indefinite length. Perhaps very soon. And why would they do that? Well, it's interesting that today's Tuesday. Early Monday, the IMF said that if the United States does not increase its exports, then a dollar devaluation has to be looked at. If you noticed yesterday, the World Bank said that they saw a minus 2.9% GDP for the year worldwide. And that was quite a bit away from the plus that they had projected earlier. The IMF is talking about frugality and people pulling their horns in, so to speak, and getting their economies back into shape again. And, of course, the U.S. Federal Reserve and the Treasury have all the other countries going in the opposite direction. They have zero interest rates or close to it, which was dictated by the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve, and at least the top 20 in many other countries have followed. And they have also increased money and credit. It varies widely. Britain, money and credit increase this last month was 17.4%. In the European Central Bank, which is the Eurozone, they increased theirs by only 6.8%. They had been up over 12% previously. What they were doing was holding interest rates high and forcing money into the system along with credit. And the U.S. told them to lower the interest rates. It was more important. And so that's what they did. And now they've cut back in their issuance of money and credit. They really don't want to go along with this program. And I can't help but think that 60% of the securitized toxic waste, those bonds with mortgages in them, was sold in Europe. And to this day, there has never been a legal action or a criminal action against the banks and the rating services who did this. And so that tells me they had to have been in on it. And I think they're kind of getting cold feet right now. And so,
that's why they've got to go ahead and get total dictatorial powers over us and say that if you investigate the Fed or criticize the Fed, you're a terrorist, because they are the terrorists. They are the financial terrorists. They are the criminals. And they've got to go for broke here, Bob.
That's why I spent the last 3 months on Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS. And I'm amazed they allowed me to. They did say one thing about me not talking about the Fed, and I kept on talking about it, and they didn't say anything anymore.
Well, let me tell you what's happening, Bob, and I'm sure this has happened to you behind the scenes. I go on a lot of local Fox and some of the local CNNs around the country, like News 8 here in Austin, and I've even talked to some of the producers at National CNN. They go, no, we know this stuff's real. And my guys were at the National Press Club for 4 or 5 hours with Wayne Madsen, and they said all the old reporters, famous reporters, were going, yeah, Alex Jones is right. It's a New World Order takeover. The banks are bankrupting us by design, but shh, you know, they got spies in here. Don't talk about it. And so, I mean, it's just everybody knows who's got half a brain, Bob.
Yeah, well, when I go onto these different programs with these commentators, in Chicago and New Orleans and so on and so forth. These are very large reaching stations. And, before I go on the air, they giggle and say, well, I'm glad you're here to do this because we don't dare. Because they'll fire them. And so, you know, I'm used as an abutment, just like you are. But anyway.
Yeah, we're surrogates. We're surrogates for them. They bring
us
on so they can slip it out and even kind of laugh at us. But then behind the scenes, they go, no, thanks for your courage. Bob, I want to get into some other areas here. Of course, I know you've been reporting on the water bill, but here I have the actual Senate breakdown. This is from the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. Background information on S-787, Feingold Clean Water Restoration Act. Now, this is what the Senate says, because I keep reporting this for the last couple of weeks. People don't believe me. This is their boil down of the bill. Okay? In fact, we've got the new document cam above me. Zoom in on this, and I'm going to read this to folks. Okay, they're amending the Clean Water Act to strike the term navigable waters, whatever it appears, replacing it instead with waters of the United States, which describes it as water puddles, wells, aquifers, and saying that they control the land that any water is on. So total federalization, not just of the water. Erase the distinction between federal and state jurisdiction over waters. I mean, this is total federal government takeover. Impose federal regulation over anything that impounds water, including private lakes, ditches, and dry stream beds that occasionally get wet. And they're now saying they're going to ban ranching. I'm not kidding. The Texas Cattlemen's Association is on record. They already tried this with the wetlands, saying runoff from cattle, from them making ruts in the ground, that's going to be illegal, and they're going to come fine and fee you without warrants, come on your property. Impose federal regulation for anything that impounds water, including private lakes, ditches, and dry stream beds, and occasionally get wet. Expand regulation from the current focus on discharges to the border activities affecting waters, including the possible regulation of air pollutants. Allow federal controls on limits of the legislative power of Congress under the Constitution. So this is Congress voting to give its authority away to private bureaucrats. And it goes on. This is bigger than Lincoln's power grab. So we got this with the banker reform bill that makes them over. I mean, this is a total takeover, Bob.
It certainly is. And, you know, one of the things you just slightly referred to in that is the CO2 that's given off by the human waste, animal waste.
No, that too. They want to tax human. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's all that cap and trade. And so that's part of that. They've been trying to do that for about 50 years that I can remember.
Yeah, they tried the Wetlands Act harassing everybody, but that got overturned in court. So, yeah, now they're just saying the attorney general can ban all guns at once if he wants to. Bill introduced, racing through the House. The feds control all water and all property it's on. Congress has no authority. The Federal Reserve rules everything, anything associated with money or the economy, from hot dog stands to movie chains. We rule. I mean, this is it, Bob, is it not?
It certainly is. And the one kink in their armor here is what they said 3 weeks ago, this economic situation has gotten out of control. We have to bring it to a halt. And I don't think they're capable of doing it. And that means more unemployment. Never mind all of their stimulus program or even the next stimulus program to come. Unemployment is still going to grow. People are going to lose homes. You know, 3 million people have already lost their homes. And we're going to be looking over the next 3 years at unemployment somewhere in the vicinity of 35%+, maybe as much as 50. And they're not going to be able to control it. And that's why I was speaking earlier about Homeland Security, the federalization of the police, troops showing up in places in remote Montana where they've never seen troops before, and on. They're practicing, they're getting ready. And, of course, InfoWars had a piece on July 27th through 31st, I think it is, when they're going to have these joint maneuvers.
Yeah, they admit with foreign countries to, quote, suppress the American people. I mean, this is not even hidden anymore. And as you said, they're openly federalizing all the police. Army Times says the Army's now going to wage war on the American people. Bob, stay there. I want to get your take on Iran when we get back. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Survivalistseeds.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their amnesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Bob, you're back with us Friday in the second hour for full hour in just a couple days. And I've been throwing in all my points here. Bottom line, there's no doubt this is one of those things that happens every 60, 70, 80 years in society. How they've decided to go ahead and start commandeering the Iranian ships. Iran says they're going to fire nukes in response. As big or bigger than the Cuban Missile Crisis, nobody's even talking about it. Clearly the CIA admits they're staging the Iran problems. And then Obama's on TV lying, saying, we're not involved in Iran. That's crazy. When it's officially admitted, I mean, this is incredible. Where do you see that going? They're moving with water takeovers, total federalization, total banking takeovers of all money industry. I mean, do you agree this is the jump point? Everything we've seen up to here was just a build-up. This is now the final conflagration.
I think you're right. They're pulling it all together. And the we've talked about all these points with the exception of Iran. And I was asked to do some programs in regard to Iran and the people who were opposed to what supposedly was a rigged election. And I said no. And they said why? And I said because the United States government has a long history of overthrowing governments, and twice in that country, for that matter. And if I had to guess, I would say at this point, and this is before this all got into riots, et cetera, I would guess that the United States government was behind the whole thing because it's a matter of fact that they had been in there along with the Mossad with lots of money, stoking these people up, getting ready.
Yeah, on record, trying to do this exact thing, saying on the news, we're trying to stoke a revolution. Go ahead, Bob.
Exactly. And that's why I passed on it. And I said, no, I think it's the opposite. I think the U.S. government is behind this. And, of course, when you have the president come out and say, well, these people are saying that we're behind this or we're not, of course they are. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said anything.
Well, the last White House and this White House, Obama increased Bush's covert ops for revolution, blowing up mosques, bombing buildings. They admit they do it. I mean, this, and Iran has been taking it, taking military attacks launched by the West in there on record. I mean, we post all the mainstream news, and then it comes out, BBC's faking photos that are really people for Ahmadinejad, not for the other guy, faking, they probably shot that woman themselves. I mean, I believe they really killed her. It's real video, but that's probably staged the way it's shot. They just walked up and shot her right in the stomach and filmed it. I mean, just absolutely amazing that that's going on. And again, I'm not getting on either side here. This is clearly staged. And then it comes out that this individual, you know, who's claiming he won, announced it hours before the polls lost, saying it had been stolen when the evidence was it wasn't stolen. And then it turns out he was the CIA liaison as the foreign minister of Iran with Iran-Contra. I mean, this guy's a deep cover operative. All the evidence shows that, Bob.
That's right. And so it is an American operation, and they're trying to overthrow the government in Iran, and they're not going to get away with it. I mean, you know, they're just not going to. And I watched a tape on Zbigniew Brzezinski earlier today, and he says that. Did you see that one?
No, I'm sorry, Bob. I was just saying that's right. I've got the clip. We're just.
Yeah,
he says we need to, and he says we need to intelligently manipulate and keep manipulating. He admits they're doing it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, not only that, he says that we got to do this very quickly because you know, time is of the essence, and it's just one of these another one of these color revolutions, as they call them, where they go in and overthrow governments. And this is the latest. And I think they might have bitten off a bit more than they can chew here, because I think what's going to happen now, the people who they paid to do the demonstrations, they've been told, if you keep on doing that and creating violence, you know, we're going to have to retaliate. And what the Republican Guard is saying, you keep it up, you're going to end up getting shot. And so I think this thing is going to simmer down, and the election has been certified. And, you know, the United States is the last country in the world to talk about rigged elections. I mean, I don't want to go into detail, but you know what's happened in our own country. And they're rigging elections all over the world. Look what they just did in Mexico 2 years ago with the election of Calderon. The whole election was stolen, and they do it everywhere.
Unbelievable. Bob Chapman, great points. And yes, here's the chief advisor on foreign policy to Obama saying, yeah, we're in there doing this and we should overthrow them. And they got CIA guys all over going, oh, we should help them. They're running the thing. And then meanwhile, Obama's on TV saying, this is preposterous. The International Forecaster.com, our site's InfoWars.com. Bob, we'll talk to you Friday.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, talk about the Second Amendment and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Dr. Ignatius Piazza is our guest for the next 30 minutes. And since the late 1990s, I kept seeing Austinites wearing front side T-shirts and Patriots and Ron Paul supporters, and then people like Joe Bannister coming here to be guests. He's wearing a front sight T-shirt, and I was like, hey, I'm about to have them as a sponsor. But the reason I have him on today is not as a sponsor, just as a guest, because he's trained thousands of police, law enforcement. He's trained thousands of citizens, and talking to police and others, they say this is above law enforcement training. And so I was just honored when we got contacted by Dr. Piazza, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, to be a sponsor on the show. And I thought, why not have him on as a guest to talk about, when he's talking to these police and people and citizens, what are they saying about bills to let the Attorney General ban entire classes of firearms by imperial fiat when he wants to? Bills to put a million plus, they've made it secret the last 6 months, so we don't know. It was 1,100,000 then, according to the L.A. Times. So it's probably 1.5 million by now. Americans, no judge, no jury, haven't been arrested. They just put you on a terror list. They're saying if you have bad credit, you'll be on the no-fly list. Now a no-buy, no-work list. I mean, this is right out of 1984. What they think about all these other bills to go after black powder and gun importation. I mean, it's really happening. That's why people are out there buying guns at record numbers. They've been reading the bills. And meanwhile, the media says it's a conspiracy theory. There's no new bills. And then right next to it, the New York Times going, yes, if you're on the terror list, no guns. Again, but they won't say how you got on the list or why you're on the list or how you get off the list. It's just the hallmark of tyranny. And the website is frontsite.com. There's a bunch of other ways you can check it out. You can also go to Ignatius-Piazza.com, and we'll put links to that up on Infowars.com. But again, frontsite1word.com. Doc, it's good to have you on with us today.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm flattered that you happen to listen to the show sometime, but I shouldn't be surprised if so many of my listeners over the years have told me how great your training is. And I'm not hyping this. The word on the street is you've got some of the best training open to the public, period. And a lot of even law enforcement reviews say this is above law enforcement level training. What does that mean?
Well, basically, if you went into a police academy and went through their program, when you got out at the end, you're going to have, you know, basic law enforcement skills. Or you can come to Front Sight for our 4-day defensive handgun course, and at the end of that 4 days, you will have better skills than what you would have received if you'd gone through the police academy or basic training on the military. And we even get people that are SWAT team members that come out and take our classes, because in that 4-day period of time, we can provide them with a more intensive experience, which brings their level of skill up to a much higher level than what they would get, you know, going to, you know, police in-service training where they go to the range for 2 or 3 hours in between everything else they're doing. So, you know, a person that's serious about gaining a level of skill with a firearm, whether it be a handgun, shotgun, rifle, submachine gun, select fire M16, whatever it might be, if you want to get a level of training that exceeds what you're going to find in the military and in law enforcement, but get it in a very, very user-friendly, compassionate environment where nobody gets left behind. There's no, you know, drill instructor attitude.
There's not a bunch of macho baloney going on. You can just get down to the actual learning.
Absolutely. You know, you're not going to sit there and listen to war stories all day long or hear offensive language or anything like that. It's great for the entire family. And that's, I think, the reason why you're running into so many people. I mean, we've been training folks out there for 13 years, but we started back in April of 1996 on some leased facilities in California with 10 students in a 2-day defensive handgun course. And the word of mouth about the experience that they get with Front Sight has just caused us to essentially double every year. And we're now training, you know, thousands of students every weekend. In fact, we just finished... Well, what is today? Tuesday. We just finished up a class that had about 500 students in it this weekend, taking handgun courses, our 30-state concealed weapon permit class. And again, what you see is people coming out initially. Normally, the husband comes out and takes the class. And by the time he's done, he goes, oh, I want to get my wife back here. And then she wants all of the teenagers to get the training. And pretty soon they're telling, you know, their friends at the social club and at church. And it just continues to grow, because what we try to do is literally provide a life-changing experience for people. They come in, they're maybe new to firearms, or they've had firearms for years but never really learned the proper way to use them when it's needed most to defend one's life. And after that 4-day period, they're literally changed. Their complete outlook on life is different.
Well, Doc, as you know, people who even have good firearms training lose it over time. I mean, I've been so busy the last decade plus that I've, you know, lost a lot of even my safety training and even, my, you know, my skill with long rifles, shotguns, handguns. It's still better than average. But then I can't imagine all these people out just buying guns for the first time, having them locked up but not knowing how to use them, maybe going out and shooting them once or twice. That is not the answer, obviously. And with all this gun buying, record gun buying is a good sign. Firearm purchasing, we need to have the training to go along with it. And I've told my wife, and she's a pretty good shot. I've taken her out to the shooting range, you know, when I have time, and she's gotten, you know, good with a handgun. But we all need to do this. I need to take time out. I've been so busy for years, I don't even have a concealed carry, and I should have one so I can protect myself. I kind of just macho ignore it. But the issue is everybody needs to take time out, and if I have the time, and I may make the time, to come out to your facility
And go through it, but also a lot of police go through your course. A lot of other people do. Why are police agencies sending their folks out to be trained by you? I mean, this isn't just a claim you're making that it's such great training. Why is your training better than theirs? Is it because they're still following older models? I mean, what type of training do people get?
Well, you know, some departments are still a little bit behind the times based on, you know, their personnel and equipment and their ability to do the training. Other departments are so big and bureaucratic that they have a real difficult time staying on top of the best training. But I think the real reason that officers come out, and this is an even greater testimonial to our program, officers, military officers as well as police officers, come out on their own dime to get our training. Because once they realize that what they're getting through their academies and their in-service programs are the basics and the minimum standard that the city council or the chief of police can afford in the budget, they realize, you know what, the best insurance is to be as good as I possibly could be with the equipment that they're giving me. And they come out on their own dime, purchase our courses, purchase our lifetime memberships, and train with us to keep their skills at a very, very high, sharp level. I think that's the reason. It's the reason why a Marine Corps officer will come out and take our practical rifle course to get tuned up and ready before he's deployed. It's the reason why parents send their kids to us before those kids go into the military, so that they know, the parents rest easy knowing, hey, I did everything I can to make sure that my kid has the ability to use that handgun, shotgun, and rifle that he may be given and thrown into harm's way. This is the reason why they come out. It's an intensive experience over a 4-day period of time that basically exceeds the levels of training and skill that you can acquire through a police academy or through your basic training in the military.
So this is immersion. Also, I've looked at some of the bureaucratic training where they train you on this and they train you on that, and it's over a long period of time. You're not immersed. A lot of times cities are run by globalists and mainline liberals who don't like guns, and so it's almost seen as evil. So yeah, that's why a lot of police and military, as you said, come out to take your course. I want to get into your view on the gun grabbers and what you're hearing from police and military and also citizens coming in, because you're dialed in at really the center of the gun culture. Like Larry Pratt's fighting it legislatively, kind of up on the mountain, on the hill, but you're in the hinterland. You're out there with the people. I think of anybody out there, one of the best cross sections for intelligence for the Patriot movement, the Liberty movement, freedom lovers, constitutionalists, to really know what the sense of the troops are. Here in this nation, not just the military troops, but the American people. So I want to get into that in a few minutes, the time we have with you, Dr. Piazza. But first, I keep plugging this on air, and I get all these inquiries, people saying, explain it to me. How do folks get this free handgun? How are you offering it? Why are you offering it? And tell us about the different services of frontsight.com.
Okay. Basically, if they go to frontsight.com, frontsight.com, they can subscribe to 15 free gun training reports, and I'll start training them right there at their computer with some of the same material that we provide to the students who travel across the country and spend thousands of dollars to take our classes. So make sure they do that. Secondly, we have training manuals available. These are manuals that teach all of the same techniques that we teach in all of our different courses. Those are available on the website. And then they'll also see the free gun link. And basically the way this works is that they can receive our 5-day training program. It's the 4-day defensive handgun course plus the 1-day 30-state concealed weapon permit course, which, by the way, you walk away with everything you need to apply for and receive non-resident permits in the state of Florida, Nevada, and Utah. With current reciprocity agreements in place with those three states, that allows you to carry in over 30 different states in the union. So,
yeah, this is the way to do it. I mean, I'm tempted to actually come out there and do it myself. Because,
we'd love to have you. In fact, you ought to come out and then do some kind of a remote show so that all of your listeners can see it, see what's going on.
Well, I may do that, because the issue is with Texas laws about handguns, I don't have a concealed carry. I carry a rifle around when I'm getting death threats and stuff. And then I got kids and stuff, and I have to remember to get it out and put it away.
A person in your public exposure definitely needs to carry a gun with them all the time.
That's why I carry a shotgun or rifle, but it's just, but anyways, absolutely. I need to start carrying a handgun, but go ahead.
All right. So basically, basically, we provide the four-day course, the additional one-day 30-state concealed weapon permit course. That's normally a $2,500 course. We provide that plus all of the gear that you would need for the course, the belt, the holster, the magazine pouches, flashlight. We throw in a T-shirt, a hat, a logoed shirt and hat, a folding logoed knife, all of the training manuals. We provide that five-day course and all of that material for the price of $11.99. It's about a three-and-a-half-to-one return on what it would cost for you to get that. Then, as a bonus, we provide a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in your choice of 9mm, 40, or 45. So basically, you're getting over $4,000 in training and gear and a gun for $11.99. You buy.
I was about to say. I mean, just interrupt you because this is blowing me away. I don't know. Explain how you can do this because I'm doing the math. The training, the 5-day course, the free gun, the concealed permit, 30 state. I mean, those things are $600 to $1,000. The cheapest I've seen is like $450 here in Texas just to get a Texas concealed carry. So this literally. Am I right to say you're doing this at cost, basically, then, or below cost?
Yeah. Actually, many times it's below cost. The reason we're doing it is real simple. Front Sight's purpose from the time we started Front Sight is to positively change the image of gun ownership in our lifetime and help restore the Second Amendment back to what it used to mean.
That's the way to do it, is the gun culture. Absolutely. We've got to take America back and then show everybody what the gun culture is. And I've just got to add, they're attacking our Second Amendment. But you're absolutely right, Doc. Now, though, the gun culture is taking ground back, and even liberals are figuring out this is about empowerment and honorably defending yourself and not being a slave. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. And this is what our purpose has been from the start. And it's really what also separates us from, a lot of the other people in the gun industry is we're putting our money where our mouth is to try desperately to train as many people as we possibly can, law-abiding, responsible citizens, to levels that exceed that of the law enforcement military community, again, without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitude, so that everybody that leaves Front Sight is a walking, talking, perfect example of responsible gun ownership. And, our purpose is so strong in this that we don't have to make money on a person the first time they come out. I want to provide them with the ability to have a good gun. Not some crappy, piece of, Saturday Night Special stuff that's not going to hold up if they need it, but actually have a real gun that they know how to use and all the gear that they need with it. And this is what we found. People take advantage of this offer. They come out to Front Sight. They're totally blown away with how well they're treated, how much they learn. They want their entire family to take the program, and they become people like Joe Bannister, like you had on your show.
They're in the culture. They're in the culture. We, just like my grandfathers inducted me into the Second Amendment culture, you're trying to induct people who just bought guns but aren't in the real culture. This is so special what you're doing.
Well, thank you. They just don't really know what they don't know. I mean, there's millions of people out there buying guns, but only a very small percentage of them truly understand that when they have to use that gun for real, they're going to be half as good and half as smart as they were on their best day on the training range, which probably wasn't even a training day. It was probably they went to the range, put some rounds in the magazine or in the cylinder of the revolver, fired a few shots, and thought, okay, yeah, I could hit the target, I'll be okay. They have no idea how the adrenaline is going to be surging through their veins, how their heart's going to be pumping out, almost out of their chest. It's going to be pounding in their head. Their hands are going to be shaking. They're going to be sweaty. They're going to fear for their life. And when that happens, you're only half as good as your best day training. And if you didn't train, you're lucky if you survive the encounter. So we want to bring people to the reality of knowing that the training is just as important as the gun. In fact, we have a motto that mindset and training trumps equipment, meaning the way you think about a life and death encounter is more important than even the training you have, and the training is more important than the weapon you have, because a good man with the right mindset and the ability can basically defend himself with anything. But if you have a gun and you know how to use it, you are a different person for the rest of your life, and that's what we provide. It's a comfort of skill at arms, knowing you can defend yourself, you can defend your family, you can defend your community, you can defend your country if needed, and you can
Absolutely.
Do it to levels that far exceed the people that are out there carrying guns for a living.
Well,
if you want that, you come see us.
You know, frontsight.com. Whenever I hear about old people being robbed and killed in Chicago and New York and L.A., when I hear about young women who get raped and are begging on the 911 call, you know, those calls over and over again, it's like, why didn't somebody train their daughters? Why didn't somebody arm them? Why do they let themselves be disarmed in New York and Chicago? I mean, it's so pathetic. And then old folks getting looted and killed by young thugs. An old man or old woman who knows how to use a firearm, it's like they're the Incredible Hulk. It's a great equalizer against the scum. And it's just such a wonderful thing you're doing, Doctor. Just absolutely amazing, Dr. Piazza, frontsight.com. And again, is there a toll-free number, a number folks can call? Because a lot of people listening out there don't have a computer or access to it.
Yeah, we have a toll-free number. It's 800-987-7719. And they can reach us. We're here from 8 in the morning until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
That's 800. Give that number out again, Doc.
800-987-7719.
Absolutely.
But I really encourage them to go to the website, subscribe to the Gun Training Reports, and take advantage of everything we offer.
Absolutely. Again, frontsight.com. Stay with us. We'll come back and get his take on the police and military and citizens he's talking to. What's the sense of the people out there?
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Dr. Ignatius Piazza is our guest, the owner and founder of FrontSight. His website's ignatius-piazza.com or frontsight.com. And he is a sponsor, but I've got him up today just to talk about what he's doing and his view. And I want to have him back up in the near future and talk for a full hour just about the Second Amendment culture and how we defend it and take your calls. But, Doc, in the few minutes we've got left in this segment and the next, then I got a big financial guest coming on for the listeners out there on some key info with hyperinflation. I can't think of anybody out there who's talked to more people, more police, more military, in and around the Second Amendment, more citizens. And everybody I talk to is really wanting to go to war with the feds. I want to avoid that. I understand that avoiding conflict is the real mastery of it, only defending yourself if you have to. But with the foreign offshore banks seizing the country, openly taking over, what's your view of this whole global system? What are the police and military and citizens saying you talk to?
Well, the people that come out the front side, of course, don't necessarily, at least at this time, represent the views of everyone in the country. But I will tell you, they're much more informed about all of the terrible things that have been going on, for many, many years in terms of U.S. losing its sovereignty, becoming so indebted that we may never get out of a situation that we're in unless something drastic like you're referring to occurs. They are basically arming themselves because they believe that we're on the path to problems that are in fact going to require everybody who wants to survive it to have a firearm and know how to use it. That's why they come to us. Yes, there are people that are concerned about their personal safety due to crime, but there is definitely an undercurrent of people that understand that, hey, this country is not what it was when our grandfathers fought and died for it during World War II. And they're very patriotic. They have long lineage of people that have, in fact, served the country. They understand the Constitution. And because they're so much more informed than the average citizen, they can read between the lines with what is being told to them in the newspapers and in the mainstream media. And many of them listen to your show. I mean, I've had numerous people contact me and say, you really should sponsor the Alex Jones Show. And when I started listening to it, I understood why, and that's why we're doing it.
Well, it's a great honor to have you here because I always heard Front Sight's the name. Front Sight's the best. Police, military, I know, patriots, and then here we are years later together. I remember Chris Athanas, a friend of mine, local TV show, radio show, in like 98, just ranting and raving about Front Sight and how I had to go and how I had to, be part of it. And I know that I'm losing my gun culture, my Second Amendment. My sons and daughters have gotten a little bit of training. We go out in the backyard with the BB gun, so they're getting pretty good. But the issue is I need to make sure that frontier training that I didn't realize until I read history books later that I was being given the frontier training, which, of course, isn't as good as what you do, but the basic stuff that was passed on from before this country was a nation, when it was colonies, and that was so special because they hadn't had those rights in Europe. And then I realized that I'm the first generation. We're on this big Second Amendment guy, and it's not dying, but it's not just absolutely kick butt like it was with, say, my grandfathers, who as soon as they went into World War II, look out, they were, could shoot, a turkey at, 6,000 yards or whatever. And me, I got to shoot two or three times before I hit the turkey at 6,000 yards. So just absolutely great to see what you're doing, and God bless you for what you're doing. What about the police and military that you talked to? Are they starting to figure out what's going on?
Well, again, the students that come to see us that are military and law enforcement are a very patriotic group of people, and they're the type of people that you would want on your side if this ever, push ever came to shove. And I want to compliment you on the fact, and I agree with you, the best thing is to avoid a conflict. Nobody wants a conflict, but we certainly don't want to be abused either.
Absolutely. Try to avoid conflict, but I'm not going to get on my knees in a ditch to a bunch of commissars and let them have their way with me. Dr. Piazza, let's do a few more minutes on the other side, and we've got a financial guest joining us from Thailand. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.